Francis Minnetonka. My grandfather used to be, I haven't ever seen him too many times because we live in Philadelphia, but my mother's family is from Wilkes-Barre up near Scranton, northern Pennsylvania, in the coal mines. And my grandfather is operates one of the big drills at the coal mines.
Oh, he did.
But I've never seen a coal mine. You know, I know that he does that, but I've never even seen a mine at all. We don't have any.
We had a bunch last summer come down from our revival from Roanoke Bible College. Uh-huh. And they went up there to date. And there's a fella that used to work up there, went with them. They turned around up there about all evening.
They were a singing group, you know. They'd been to several places, and they came to our church, and one of the members of the church carried them up there, and he had worked there and for years. He knew all about it. They said they had been to a lot of places on that tour, but that was the one they'd enjoyed the most, going through those marble quarries and seeing all that.
I can't imagine what that would look like.
If Whitabelle could just go with you up there sometime,
yeah,
and I believe she surely would know about it.
Yeah, it probably would. I'll bet I can get Beth to take me up there after. I have a vacation coming up, but I bet I can get her to take me up there in April.
Now you can go up there back in the day. It'll take you about over an hour to drive up there.
Nelson and Tate both. Our marble has those marble quarries in the mill, but when you see one of them, if you go through one, why, it'd be just about the same for both.
I see. How long have those mills been there, the quarries, right?
Well, I really
don't know. As long as you can remember them?
As long as I can remember, people worked. I could hear, know about people that we knew, you know, that worked there.
Well, the ones that start that up, they're done dead. Tate's. I don't know what time they started up. As far back as I can remember them. Mm-hmm. They meant a...
I bet they made a lot of money on that. I wonder if...
Yeah. Different company owns it now. Tate used to own it on all that land where the marble was.
I guess... I'm just wondering how many places in Georgia they have marble in the ground. I guess it's not very common. I don't know.
That's all the place I know they queried out up there. Probably is marble in the place, I don't know. That's just mountain marble up there. It's all in the ground.
What did other people do? Some people worked in the marble mines.
Well, after they started the cotton mill, people around Canada worked in the cotton mill. Uh-huh. A lot of people did.
What cotton mill would do what?
What cotton mill?
What did a cotton mill do? I'm sorry.
Make cloth that's out of cotton.
They used to just make cloth and made overalls out of it. Uh-huh. But now they make different kinds of cloth there.
They always called it the cotton mill now. They call it textile mill now.
Get fancy.
Sounds a little more, a little better, I guess.
That must have employed a lot of people, I guess.
It did. Well, outside of the marble mill, the cotton mill, well, there wasn't much to do there.
I mean, for people
to be employed.
Excuse me?
I can remember when the first cotton mill was built up, there wasn't too much to can before that cotton mill was built there.
Did that draw, I guess that drew a lot of people,
There wasn't nothing there for people to work at, and they couldn't live there.
I guess that made Canton a much bigger town.
Oh, yeah.
There'd be a stores, that's about all there was before then.
What were the stores like? Were there separate stores for like hardware and clothing and things like that?
Yeah, sometimes be two or three of the same thing and the same thing.
And the people, I guess they had to have things shipped in from pretty far away.